India and Pakistan now have 1 million troops poised along their border as tension rises over disputed Kashmir and India's claims that Pakistan is sponsoring terrorist activities in India. Pakistan's President Musharraf and India's Prime Minister Vajpayee have arrived for a security summit which takes place tomorrow in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to arrange a one-on-one meeting between the two leaders to try to defuse the rising tensions. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kazakhstan's commercial capital, Almaty, where the summit is taking place. Lawrence, is there any sign this meeting that President Putin is trying to arrange will happen?
Well, President Musharraf and Prime Minister Vajpayee will actually spend several hours in the same room together at this summit tomorrow, but the chances for a face-to-face meeting between the two men are looking increasingly bleak. President Musharraf said again today, as he has in the past, that he's ready for unconditional talks with Prime Minister Vajpayee at any time. But even before coming here on Sunday, Prime Minister Vajpayee appeared to rule such a meeting out, and today he didn't even address the issue.
Yes, the Indians have set specific conditions for any meeting that might occur between the two sides or the two leaders, and they haven't been met, right?
Yes, John, the Indian conditions essentially remain the same. India is dissatisfied with President Musharraf's insistence that he is doing all he can to curtail incursions by militants into Indian-held Kashmir. They want, as they say, actions and not just words. And they say it's a broader issue of what they see as Pakistani sponsorship of terrorist attacks, or at least complicity against India in terrorist attacks inside India. Today they spoke again about the attack against the Indian Parliament earlier this year, and they simply say there's no point in talking to the Pakistani president until they see real evidence that these types of activities cease.
So what's been the Pakistani response to these demands and conditions?
The Pakistani position also remains unchanged. President Musharraf has repeatedly called for either face-to-face talks with Prime Minister Vajpayee or for talks at any level between the Pakistani and the Indian governments.
And Russia is taking a leading role in trying to ease this crisis. Why is that? What's Russia's interest here?
Well, first of all, it's a natural for Russia because along with China, it's one of the major powers represented here at the summit in Almaty. So it's a natural role for Russia, and all the more because Russia is a nuclear power, as is India, as is Pakistan. But then again, there's also the long-standing relationship between Russia and India, and this goes way back to Soviet times when the USSR and India enjoyed very warm ties. On the Pakistani side, President Musharraf went out of his way today to describe the respect he has for President Putin, and he mentioned that he knows Russia and India have a good relationship, an unusual relationship, and President Musharraf said he knows that that gives Russia a natural role to play in perhaps mediating between Pakistan and India.
Of course, there's been a lot of fear that this simmering conflict in Kashmir could spin out of control and erupt into a nuclear war. Have Musharraf and Vajpayee been addressing that concern?
President Musharraf over the weekend said that it was just simply irresponsible to discuss the possibility of a nuclear confrontation, that this was something people couldn't even contemplate. Today he didn't have anything to add to that, but a senior aide to Prime Minister Vajpayee did say, basically agreeing with President Musharraf, that it's simply irresponsible to talk about the prospect of a nuclear war.
Thanks very much, Lawrence.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking to us from Almaty in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. Pakistan's President Musharraf and India's Prime Minister Vajpayee are there for a 16-nation security summit.